The Melbourne Rebels are in the news, the New South Wales, the South African swing of Super Rugby, and Pete Fairbairns, the media manager, is on the line. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Half. How we doing?
Okay, going all right, mate. They're travelling the boys at the moment, are they?
They are, mate. So I'm staying here and holding the fort, so to speak, and the boys are in Cape Town, and judging by the photos I saw coming through on social media, having a real hard time training underneath the beautiful Table Mountain.
Well, tell me, I assume there's been a bit of work done since last week. We went up to Queensland to Suncorp to take on the Reds, who've been really paddling. Went down 46-29, got the bonus point for the four tries, but disappointing loss, Pete.
Yeah, look, it was. And I think first and foremost, it's important to acknowledge that's probably the most complete performance the Reds have put together this season. John Connolly's come in as their coaching consultant. Knuckles is hugely experienced, former Wallaby coach, and whatever he said to them that day seemed to really click. We led going into half-time with about kind of 5 minutes to go in the first half. They scored a try, which really galvanised them heading into the break, and they came out in the second half and just went whooshka. Five tries in about 25 minutes. We couldn't get our hands on the football, and unfortunately, when you don't have the ball, it's pretty hard to hit back on the scoreboard. So we did finish the game really strongly, scored the last two tries, including an absolute ripper to Luke Jones, who finally scored his first try in professional rugby.
Yes.
To get that four-try bonus point and to take some good momentum out of the game heading into this week in Cape Town. But, you know, as you said, a disappointing result, no hiding from that.
And that's not a great lead into a South African tour, because I don't think we've ever won in South Africa, have we?
No, look, we haven't. But in saying that as well, Half, you know, you look at the number of firsts that the club has achieved this year, it's really quite staggering. First win ever in New Zealand against the Crusaders and yep. Christchurch in round one. First win in Canberra, so clearly the boys enjoy getting away together on the road. We've already won more matches than we have at any other in any other season. We've won six matches with four still to go, beating the old record of five. So there's been a number of firsts which the boys and the whole club have worked so hard towards achieving this season, and there's no reason why a first win in South Africa can't be added to that list.
Well, speaking of firsts, will there be some first gamers this weekend for the Rebels? Any changes?
Yeah, look, it's looking highly likely. The team is being wired through by Tony McGann. It's about 6:45 a.m. in South Africa at the moment, so I should be receiving the final copy any minute now. But Cam Crawford, who's a Super Rugby winner with the Waratahs last year, he's joined us and been very patient, been playing some great footy for Melbourne Unicorns in the Jewish Shield. He's a really strong chance to come onto the wing. I don't think Super Stefan Navalu will get up. He took a bit of a head knock last week. And then really exciting, we might have a third Japanese international to represent the club. In prop Keita Inagaki. Inagaki's been wonderful around the club. He's really worked very hard on his English, worked really hard at being a full-time rugby professional for the first time. He comes from the Panasonic club in Japan, where he still actually works for Panasonic, the company, as well as represents them on the rugby field. So, mate, he's been absolutely unreal. The boys love getting around him, and he's headed away on tour, and he's a sniff to get a chance as well.
Well, that's what we want to see, some fresh blood in there, giving some real good energy and enthusiasm. It's a big clash against the Stormers this weekend. Of course, we're building up to the next home clash, which isn't till June 6th. We're away for a two-game league there in South Africa, but the next home game is June 6th against the Bulls at Amy Park. So we're building up to that from a fan point of view, but we're going to watch this weekend to see if we can set another record this weekend and have our first win on South African soil. Pete, good luck to the boys, mate. We'll chat soon.
Fantastic. Good on you, Half. Thanks for your support.
Pete Fairbairn from the mighty Melbourne Rebels.